Sam's a realist, invented this 4th of July night at home.
And haven't recovered since. After that, I said that I would never be faithful again. Used to fuck them and leave them. Why would they believe them? Would say anything to get my face up in the cleavage. A hit dog holler. So I was at your daughter's doing anything I can just to try to get they bra off. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Just wanting satisfaction. Sliding in DMs just to slide on prophylactics. Wasn't about attraction. Just want to bend it backwards. Skeet on butt cheeks and I wouldn't pass them a napkin. Trapped in my ego. Getting whatever he want. Abuse my power. Taking advantage of other people. Low self-esteem. Had me getting you out your jeans. Chasing after flings. Thought love was just a dream. I thought it was a mirage. Player for life, but it was all a facade. How could you love someone that don't even love themselves? High coping mechanism with drugs, thought it would help. But you never gave up. How did you put up with all the lies I was living? How could you even trust? I was stuck down and out, and I see what love is about. Nursed all my hurt, and them rainy days is a drought. Behind every good man, yeah, you know the rest. When I was doing bad, the right one couldn't accept. Thinking that they all the same. But now I see the difference. And found the one that helped me change the way that I was living. I gotta stay disciplined, can't fuck this up. Resisting temptation, cause it's all about us. Through the ups and downs, stay by my side. Now I got something to live for, oh, I was dying inside.
Open.
Guys, what's up and welcome back. You are now listening to The Witching Hour on 91.5 FM radio in Medford. Yeah, enjoy the show.
Cast on the way, let them go, let them wait on. Girls about to come, let's get in. We've been waiting, rolling windows down. Sunrise sky, London's empty. Open up your phone, order more, vibes amazing. You know where to go, what you miss, cause you're lazy. Open up your phone, cause you know, getting hazy. Answer to my call, FaceTime us, smiley wasted. Come, there's no loss, only boy that you had sex with. Order up the girls, pick them up, let's like crazy. Get with your phone, do the stuff. little flat, always full, where we all hang out. Trash a little hot, where we fight and we make out. Welcome if we roll, bitch, I'm never gonna forget that.
So sorry, Addison, you're going to have to hold on for a second, man.
Hold on, keep your headphones off. So that first song, I didn't hear it, but
oh yeah, oops,
they might not have heard it either.
Yeah, I think they did.
Okay,
I could hear it in there.
Perfect. Just also and maybe
also
the sound
maybe
of
some other things, which I apologize for. And let's move on.
Yeah, it's never whatever you hear that you think you heard.
Right,
it
was
happen.
The song actually.
Yeah.
So that wasn't even it sounded like.
I've always said that Ken sounds like Danny Brown.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I've gotten that a lot. Actually.
Yeah. So.
And the mannerisms, maybe.
Yeah. That. Yeah. You had a feature on this song, didn't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was. I did the intro. That's right.
That's awesome.
So, it was really exciting. Yeah.
How did you get that gig?
Oh, shoot. A lot of questions.
It's okay. It was kind of like, yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want people knowing.
Right, yeah. It's we're both kind of low-key guys. Mm-hmm. We like to keep things down low.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was What You See by Danny Brown and Quadeca, perhaps?
Sure.
I never know how to pronounce that guy's name.
I've never tried. I can't read it from here.
Oh, right. I forget sometimes.
27A Pitfield Street by Bass Victim, and then Crystallized by...
Come on.
John Summit. And just like a small font to be reading.
Well, it's just it's your song. So
I've just been listening to it yesterday and today. I learned of it yesterday.
It's really new.
It's super awesome. New. Michelle played it at Frisbee, and I was like, wow. What could this song be?
Hey, awesome.
Apparently, I think it might be new. She was saying that it was like a... Like, he released an album. Yeah. Or maybe just the single.
It seems like this has been out, but he just dropped a remix of
Okay. I don't know much about John Summit. I've actually never heard the name, but I think I will be maybe getting into it more. It's been really, like... I've been feeling like everywhere I go when I listen to this, I just have to be, like, running.
Mm.
Which is great for the speed at which I get places.
Right. Yeah, big runner.
I just love running around campus. I did slip and fall on the way here. Oh, I always cross like over the hill, and it was like so many wet leaves. And I just looked around, no one saw. Just got back up.
That is...
Hit the knee. Ooh, there's dirt on
my... Oh my god. So it was like a fall forwards kind of thing?
It was like a sideways. Phone in hand and like hit the ground because it was kind of on an incline and like fell into a tree kind of. That's why I had to look around. It was not a good fall.
Someone always is watching.
It was on that hill, so I'm sure if someone was on the ground, they would have seen straight up to that hill. It's okay.
And we made it, and now
made it.
Only, you know, 18 people know about it.
Yeah, I mean, so. I don't care. People, the falls happen. Normalize falling
as you run to your radio.
Yeah, a little trip on the wet leaf with your backpack on.
Yeah, no, wait, but John Summit is, he's like, how to describe him in a way that...
How do I describe him in normie terms?
Yeah. he is kind of a pretty normal DJ, I'd say. He's sober, I think. As recently, and he does big, like, you know, big festivals, and he's really famous, and he does music, like
me talking about a musician, like, I know so much about him, he does music, he plays music.
Yeah, right.
Great. Maybe you'll hear another song next week after I listen to him a little more.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like frat. Kind of my
association. Yeah, that's what that song, it was giving a little bit. Ken threw the idea of a guilty pleasures theme out, and I was like, this could be maybe because it's like I know, but that was the only song I had for it.
Okay.
Because I don't feel guilty about music.
It's just crazy. Maybe I'm the crazy one.
Yeah. So
yeah,
if you couldn't notice, the theme of the show is good theme for a rainy dark Sunday,
and that's our theme. And actually I was talking to Seb, the guy who has the show, the great show before us, and he's actually asked, he said, what's your theme? I said
decentering themes from Wimpo shows. Just playing music that we like.
Yeah, keeping it free form. We felt the themes are restricting our form too much.
Yeah.
We want to get back to our roots.
Which is just playing some good music.
Yes.
And with that, let's get into the best song ever.
Best song ever.
Put your headphones on.
Fight, I'll be full. Oh, 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 oh.
Bello.
Is there ever bello on air?
Maybe? No, I definitely hit one last week.
So that was Headphones On by Addison Rae, followed by Fall by OK Lou.
And Galore by OK Lou.
Yes. So I guess we'll start with I just need to mention the Headphones On inclusion, mm-hmm. Which was my doing.
woo! Yippee! Yeah, thank you. Let's go, Ken!
I appreciate it. You can give me the clapping hands emojis in chat if you...
Or call in, give a clap.
Yeah, call in and just give me a clap. No, just kidding. Don't call in. Unless you want to. Addison Rae, okay, so I just saw this clip. Have you seen the new Young Lean interview?
I saw a clip of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was him talking about Kanye.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's so good.
All the comments were like, Lean is him.
He really is, though. Like, he just has like the best outlook on life, man.
Yeah, he's very like well-spoken. Mm.
And yeah, he dropped it's like an hour and a half interview.
Wow.
And I haven't finished it yet, but so I just saw a clip of part of it, and he's talking about Addison Rae. He's asked about Addison Rae. Because he said something that Addison Rae had said on her interview with the same people.
Addison Rae also is like a great interview. Like she's she's awesome.
Yeah, and the quote was, "Taste is a luxury."
Whoa!
Like music taste.
Okay, right. I was like thinking, but the other way also true.
Right. Yeah. But. And Young Lean had kind of said a similar sentiment, so they brought up Addison Rae in this interview, and basically Young Lean was very, very pro Addison Rae, and he said...
So now you're pro Addison Rae. When Brooks Pro Addison Rae, it doesn't matter when Young Lean's Pro Addison Rae. Suddenly, I mean, Ken's putting headphones
like,
on.
You know, and Young Lean was like, "Oh, I love that the headphones on song."
Did you listen to any other song?
Have you even listened to her album? He didn't mention any other songs.
Okay. All right. I'm sure he's a fan in other ways.
I mean, because apparently she, like, her writers live in Sweden or in Stockholm or something.
You should listen to Addison. It's good.
I'll have to check the interview for more Addison Rae mentions. If he mentions some other songs, I'll check them out. But
I can give you Rex too, but if you want them straight from Young Lean, that's okay.
So, well, I do appreciate that. It's like, I guess, I don't know how else to say it. Like, there's only one Young Lean.
Okay. So, let's say hypothetical. Young Lean's like, "Oh, Ken, I'll do a radio show with you next semester."
Oh my God.
And it's like, "Oh, like, radio show with Brooke, I've been doing it for this many times, or with Young Lean." And it's like, you can only choose one.
No, yeah, Young Lean.
Okay, perfect.
I mean, Brooke, you know.
Okay, I'm going to see really myself like out. You can like, continue the radio show by yourself.
I think as any good friend would honestly want their friend to, I don't know, like, achieve their wildest dreams, perhaps. So, like, you know, it's like if Beach House walked into this room right now.
Beach House singular. Just
right,
the one. But it's like, I guess I don't feel that personal connection with the people of Beach House as you do with Young Lean, the person. I feel very connected to the music, but I really don't know the people of Beach House that well because they don't do a lot of interviews.
That's true. And I feel like they are not like Young Lean in the way that they are quite, their personalities are not at all broadcast. And even in their music. Unless, like, they really are just, like, super, like, ethereal.
Yeah, they're just, like...
they just, like, talk like that or something.
Just sounds coming out.
Yeah.
That's good to know. I'll keep that in mind.
Just kidding, actually. I actually wouldn't, because...
Okay.
No. Because I don't think Young Lean would want that.
Young Lean wouldn't want you.
Wouldn't want me to drop, you know, my friend to even for him, you know what I'm saying? He values loyalty, probably.
And you'd be like, "No, Lean, it's okay." No, it's fine. She doesn't care.
Sometimes I think it's like, you know, the parasociality of it all does...
You do have a parasocial relationship.
To me sometimes.
I would say yeah.
Okay, but it's different when it's with me. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Like, actually, okay, it's like...
He has so many interviews, and he talks so much about his, like, ideologies and outlooks on life and music and his own life and his own experience and things like that. It's like, even if I don't know him personally, I feel like I do understand.
This is crazy, by the way.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Which is a parasocial relationship. That's, like, the definition of it. It's okay. It's okay if you listen to a song because an artist said it was a good song.
Yeah, so that was Addison Rae.
Newly discovered because of that Lean interview.
Well, actually, I knew I'd heard it before, for the record.
Because I had played it on a show.
And I had suspected it was because of Brooke. And I was like, wow, it's such a good song.
I challenge you to listen to the album, Addison. Because I would say it's my album of the summer.
Well, yeah, I remember you sent me Money Is Everything, because you said it sounded like a lady song.
Yeah.
And I listened to it, and I liked it.
Nope. Don't see it in the like songs, but...
And that's really...
It's okay.
No, I mean, I saw...
If Young Lean sent it to you, it would be immediately liked, but...
No, it's weird. I think someone must have unliked all the Addison Rae songs. Because I really like...
I'm sure.
And I do like Money Is Everything. Not as much as Headphones.
A little rat just opened up your computer, typed in your password, and liked all the Addison Rae songs and left.
Something is going on there.
Look into that. Seems like a virus.
Addison Rae, good for her, doing her thing.
Yeah, and OK Lou. Woman of the hour. True. Woman of the week. Mm.
Of the... Yeah.
Newly secured concert tickets. Hey, huge.
Let's go. Oh, yeah. And it's, yeah, well, that's April or something?
And yeah.
It's kind of in a minute, but...
April 30th? Like, you know, building up, getting ready for it.
It's going to be like, yeah, our last month at Tufts. You know, probably going to be like really like emotional and scary time. And then we're going to get to go to the OK Luke concert, you know. It's probably going to be really magical.
Yeah, a tear might be shed.
A tear or two.
Yeah.
Which, well, let's not segue there, I guess, yet.
yeah,
I think for now we can probably just get back into the music or whatever.
Yeah, this is I Wanna Believe by True Blue.
That's me, alright. I like how I dress. I like how I fuck. All me, that's right. I like how I walk. I like how I fuck. That's me, alright. I like how I dress. I like how I fuck. All me, that's right.
Everybody nobody love me, only love myself. So they all want me like a bump off a key. Everybody know me, but I'm losing myself. All I ever wanted was to be like you, so I'm doing that too. Worldwide superstar, fuck who you are with a new sports car. Dance with the stars in my walk on the moon. Got my head in the clouds, ain't coming back soon. Do what I do, I'ma make my own rules. No lies on the truth when I step in that booth. Looking up the stars, just might go blind, can't block my shine. Looking up the stars, just might go blind, can't block my shine.
If I'm being honest, then I would lie to all that I wanted. Was to be like you.
Serial copycat.
Sometimes I get a little depressed. LA makes me so competitive. Sometimes I wanna wake up dead.
I must confess I'm under stress.
Turn back the time again.
I'm in the hills, perfectly still. The sun is setting in my will. My mind is split, I like the bills. I pay for everything myself. Care for everything I feel. 360, find a way to deal. The shadow spreads across the field. I wanna rewind on the reel.
We'll be right back. You can fall apart, it's fine, you know. I won't get in your way. Oh, but I won't let you shut the world out. Whenever you want, when I'm alone.
Maybe Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic. Or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Pico Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all for free to you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. A public service message from your WMFO in Medford, Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio.
That was a lot. Wow. I didn't even read this as a PSA.
And they have a map from Fletcher to Shannon Beach, a 58-minute walk.
Oh, I really didn't know that. It's like a real beach, huh?
Well, I don't know, because this is where the Mystic Lake Pavilion is.
That's like with the dock?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's just north of the...
Yeah, I think it's just along. There's like a little beach.
I didn't realize you could walk to the Mystic at all.
You can walk anywhere.
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You just didn't know it was that close.
That's more what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, crossing Route 16, be careful. It's the busiest part.
I'm glad I know.
Exactly.
Hey, that could have gotten real tricky.
You know? See some geese, turtles, hawks, eagles, birds. Wow. Mm. And with that,
we're going to get into like a little bit of a special segment on the Witching Hour. We're going to do... okay, it's a tiny desk. I guess maybe it's not that crazy, but it's more Okay Lou, and it's a little bit of a different version of it, and it's gonna... Well, I won't spoil it, but...
Might change your life. Mm-hmm. Might change your life.
It might change your life, and you might even shed a few tears.
Yeah, one of us did, so...
And let us not say who it was. All right, anyway, and here it is.
I want to take advantage of this beautiful choir to dive a little bit into what inspired the next song. It's 9 p.m. in France right now, and a French night is what brings this memory back to me. I remember the fire, not the one that destroys everything, but the one you can dance around. Music and people from all ages, and a big boar roasting on a stick. Aside from the smells, I can hear my grandmother's witchy laugh. She really sounds like Madame Mime, and she actually kind of looks like her as well. I can see her hands, so wrinkly, and the wrinkles are full of earth. Anyone would understand how much time she spent hoarding and harvesting. I'd like to dedicate this song to her, in memory of her life and of the very deep skies of Compondu she's now ascended to. This is Harvest Sky.
Some lady hit bitch on a rock star. If I wanna go, I go hard. If I wanna go, I go far. I go, I go, I go.
Downtown swinging like a big brass band. Baby, be my muscle man. Hold me like a red
So that was Harvest Sky from the Okelu Tiny Desk concert, and then Ragdoll by Dora Jar. Oh, and also, oh my god. No, maybe it was a lot of songs.
No, it was just, well, it was just the Okelu from the Okelu, I think.
True. We didn't really introduce the other ones.
Yeah.
You know them.
Yeah, again, living in the moment kind of thing.
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of Dora Jar. Specifically that album, Ragdoll. Something about it.
Ragdoll.
November vibe. I guess it's an EP.
Well.
You know.
Okay. These labels, you know.
Yeah. Ah, four songs, 10 songs.
Right.
It's a difference.
Yeah, I've never heard of them. Dora Jar. They're oh, they've been around for...
Yeah.
Oh, wait. What the... Okay, I see, I see. First album.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really. I thought they had more music.
That's cool.
The other song, The Explorer, is pretty good, too. Just a single.
The Explorer. Okay.
Yeah. Nice. You know, kind of a whimsical pop vibe to it.
I was getting that very much. Mm-hmm. So, Made of Elves, that's pretty cool. Oh, sorry. I didn't just make that up. That's in their Spotify bio. It's the only thing in their Spotify bio.
Elves, which is, you know, similar.
And, yeah. I liked it, and then yeah, the Okelu Tiny Desk, you know, that was, you know, I thought it was pretty amazing, and just,
yeah,
you know.
A good watch. I could see she's playing like the marimba. Some,
is that the marimba? What's the what's the xylophone?
Xylophone's a little smaller. It goes like glockenspiel, xylophone, okay. Something, and the marimba. There's a lot of them.
You know your
I don't even know the genre, yeah. Of it, like a wooden percussion instrument?
It's percussion, right?
Maybe. But does it have a specific category within percussion?
Surely.
Cause it's got a lot more notes than a drum set.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess we'll never know.
One day. I'll find out.
But yeah, we had the marimba.
And then a recorder.
And we had the recorder, which was really in my middle school. We had to learn the recorder for our music class.
Same.
Oh, really?
In sixth grade, yeah.
Oh, yes. Same, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
And we also learned some wooden percussion instruments. I remember that's what I know it from. In elementary school, there was like a lot of glockenspiels and xylophones.
Glockenspiels.
Yeah, we play the glockenspiel a lot.
I'm not familiar, but
really,
I thought you were joking when you said that.
No, it's like a small. Look it up. It's like a small metal marimba. Sorry, for lack of a better category.
Spiel.
It was like a pretty integral part to my childhood musical education.
Category. Mallet percussion.
Ah, that's the word for it.
And it's the metallophone subcategory? Is that what you were thinking of?
There's a lot of them, because many different sizes, so many different pitch varieties. It's quite...
No, it's nice. And, you know, Okelu is really, you know, taking these that you might think of them as, you know, instruments for children, but then
making
elevating
such
them, you know.
Beautiful music with them,
and
yeah.
Combined with this choir, that was just like, bro.
Transcendental.
So that's that. And thanks for listening, guys. As always, you've been listening to The Witching Hour. Ken and Brooke.
Yes.
On The Witching Hour on 91.5 FM radio.
In Medford Tufts.
In Medford Tufts. And so we will leave you guys with another Tiny Desk song. This one is another one of my favorites. It's the Magnetic Fields Tiny Desk, and the song is All My Little World. Bad way to end the show. All My Little Words by the Magnetic
All
Fields.
All My Little Words.
Indeed, yes.
Every right. syllable.
Yes. All right. See you guys next.
Bye.
It is your wings that make you beautiful. You are a splendid butterfly. It is your wings that make you beautiful.